You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ari Adler, who is spokesperson for Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger. Good evening, Ari. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm doing well.
Very well. Thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us tonight. Want to talk about the issue of the Civil Service Commission's decision earlier this week to, first of all, to voted not to have a raise for about 13,000 non-unionized employees, but then also voted to not have those employees contributing 3% of from their paychecks for health compensation, or health care. This has a lot of folks up in arms.
Well, it does, absolutely, and Speaker Bolger is one of those people that is frustrated by the irresponsible actions of the Civil Service Commission. They have taken a couple of votes now in the past 2 months where they have essentially ignored the fiscal reality that the state is in and have increased costs that taxpayers are going to have to cover if something isn't done about it.
Now, we had, and you may have heard, I don't know, we had Andrew Abboud on the show off the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, and his response is, we're righting a wrong, that the legislature didn't have a right to do that. What is your response to that position?
Well, the legislature passed a law last year that affected the retirement health care, and that's what that deduction is. It's a 3% deduction from state employee paychecks that helps to cover retiree health care. And it was done under the auspices that we do have the right to affect retirement. And I was listening earlier, and as you mentioned during that interview, there is a court case pending right now over that situation. And so that's something that the court will have to rule on. It is not the place of the Civil Service Commission to play a court or to just make their own decisions on whether they think a state law should be followed or not. And it was interesting, too, you mentioned earlier, and I think it is for state employees frustrating, as you said, they don't know what their paycheck's going to look like over the next few weeks. Because of the Civil Service Commission ruling, the Department of Management and Budget, which is the department that processes paychecks, got stuck in an awkward position as well. They now have a ruling from the Civil Service Commission that says don't take the deduction, and they have a state law that says you should. We have encouraged them, and we are supporting their decision to continue taking that deduction and to follow state law.
Well, and I'm stammering here. I'm trying to figure this out too. I've got all these articles laid out in front of me on the desk here, as well as the laptop up. And yesterday's article says they'll stop doing the deduction, and today's article in the State Journal says they'll continue to deduct it. And as you alluded, that's where the confusion would come in. If I were one of them, that would be where I would be. So what actually is going to happen now, as far as you understand it? Is this going to continue to be taken out while it gets sorted out and continue to be put in a trust fund, or is it too early to know the logistics of that?
Well, I can tell you that I understand from the Department of Management and Budget that they will continue to take the deduction. So state employees wondering what's going to happen with their paychecks for right now, that 3% will continue to be deducted. And if that ends up getting challenged in some way, then that will have to be dealt with. But again, that would be a situation that would go before the courts to make a determination about the proper authority in this situation. And that is not the role of the Civil Service Commission. But on top of all of that, it really is astounding to us how much the Civil Service Commission has simply ignored the reality of the fiscal deficit that we are facing in this state and the fact that the taxpayers cannot continue to fund these decisions that the Civil Service Commission is making, because they're making it without regard at all to what the cost is behind some of this.
What would the cost be in your estimation, numbers that have been put together, if this 3% is not taken out from these employees anymore?
Well, we're still calculating some of that, but early estimates are that it is tens of millions of dollars just from this latest decision that they made earlier this week. And that's compounded by the decision that they made last month, which was to provide health insurance benefits to live-in boyfriends or girlfriends of state employees and their dependents. So they, in that decision, they made an end run around the Constitution and against what the voters had asked for by allowing these benefits to be paid for. And so that is going to add to the cost for the state as well. So, you know, in just a few short weeks, we've seen the commission do an end run around the Constitution. We've seen them defy state law and really thumb their nose at what the voters have been doing and what the legislature has been doing. And they are doing it in a way that is irresponsible because they're paying no attention to what the cost is.
Well, and Senator Rick Jones agrees with you and with House Speaker Jace Bolger, calling the action of the Civil Service Commission outrageous. As House Speaker Jace Bolger has done as well, saying, you know, we've got a $1.8 million budget deficit and this isn't helping.
Well, absolutely. We've, you know, almost $2 billion in the hole in this state, and we are trying to figure out, and people are waiting next week for the governor's budget presentation, and there are many people who are worried about the depth of the cuts that will occur, but they're going to be necessary because of the spending problem we have in this state, and yet here we have the Civil Service Commission just, you know, blatantly ignoring state law and the Constitution, and telling everyone that they don't seem to care what the cost is. They are going to do what they are going to do, and that's adding to the problems that we are already facing with almost $2 billion in deficit.
Now, and I appreciate the fact that you were listening to Mr. Abood. That kind of helps our conversation. When he says that the compensation, that this 3% that had been taken out of paychecks or this contribution is related directly to compensation, and that's where the commission falls under. They have the authority over compensation, and you folks, your group is saying, nope, that's something we can work on, that the legislature can rule on.
The legislature took action last year with this law because mm-hmm. it does affect retirement benefits. And the argument is, by the commission, obviously, they feel that that's compensation, and there is a court case pending because of that, and employees have filed, unionized employees have filed against that. But that really is, again, that's, you know, for the courts to decide if there is a disagreement like that. It is not for the Civil Service Commission to make that kind of decision. They are not the courts. They do not set law in this state. They do not determine what should and should not be in the Constitution. That's up to the voters and up to the elected officials. You have to remember, we have a commission of four people that are not elected and apparently feel they are not accountable to anyone and can do what they wish. And I think what the Speaker has been saying is that it is time for them to realize that they need to be held accountable. And as the elected representatives, the legislators will be taking that task on and do something about this.
Well, and as was noted in an article that I did think was pretty well written, the ruling seems to place the administration in the middle of this, and that I think that might be a little accurate.
Oh, it's absolutely accurate. It puts the administration in the middle. It puts the employees in the middle who are trying to do a good job and do their jobs every day and don't need to be worrying about, you know, what their paycheck is going to be look like in terms of is the deduction coming out or not. And, you know, there's a state law that says it should be coming out, and it is because of the fiscal situation that we are in. And now you have this commission telling them something different and really thumbing their nose at a state law, and it is astounding to us that they can do that and think that that's appropriate.
Well, Ari, I appreciate your time so much, and I've confessed to being a little perplexed by parts of this, so I do appreciate getting an explanation from you, and clearly it's not over. There's a court cases pending, so we'll be following those and look forward to talking with you again.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. It's vitally important for folks to follow this and see what we can get done.
I think we have shown them that, if nothing else. They even if they weren't paying that much attention before, they now are starting to grasp it, so I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Ari Adler, who is spokesperson for the Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.